Hey, stupid nerds, download the Boogie Monster with Kyle Kinane and Dave Stone. So you can find out what happened to Frankenstein and the Wolfman and all that fictional stuff that never happened. And don't pay attention to World War II or the American flag or important things.
The Boogie Monster. Podcasting the unknown.
And we're rolling. Again.
We're rolling again because I fucking beefed it.
Eh.
Oh, man.
It's all right, buddy.
I thought I was getting tech savvy. Let's use GarageBand to record it. Let's.
Yeah.
15
minutes. We're only a few minutes in.
Podcast gold it was, Dave.
15 minutes of gold gone forever.
What did we cover? We covered, I saw the movie Green Inferno. Don't watch it unless you like super gross type stuff.
Uh-huh.
We somehow got into the fact that you watched Beetlejuice and Jeffrey Jones as a pedophile and worked after the fact.
Yeah, that's right.
Worked after they caught him with child porn.
Worked. So that happened in 02, and then he got hired or cast in Deadwood right after that.
Yeah, he was working after his arrest for that. So we realized that maybe Hollywood is filled with pedophile cannibals, and a joke that won't be funny now, but I said they're like Native Americans. They do use the whole child. They eat them and have sex with them, so that's at least resourceful.
Yeah, yeah, if nothing else. You went to a drive-in movie?
It was a funnier joke originally. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
God damn it, Dave. Sorry.
All right, buddy. We're talking about you went to a drive-in movie. That's cool. I've never been to one. I'm jealous.
Me and Sean Jordan, we saw American Werewolf in London at the drive-in theater. One of my favorite Halloween movies. We're talking about Halloween movies, getting in the mood. You watched Werewolf Bikers. What's it called?
Werewolves on Wheels, 1972 B-horror flick. Real piece of garbage, but entertaining.
It makes sense that a bike gang, like they already got, like I feel like werewolves are always wearing denim vests.
Mm-hmm.
And then
yeah, it's a bit of a lateral move.
Yeah, bike gangs are wearing denim vests and they don't shave a lot. They don't like groom, so that makes sense.
Mm-hmm. What else? Oh, we were talking about. I watched that thing on Netflix. I think it's called American Murder.
Oh yeah, you were breaking that one down for me.
Real good. Not a docuseries. Just a one shot documentary. 90 minutes in and out. A lot of twists and turns, a lot of holy shit. The setup, pretty basic setup. All-American family, husband, wife, two kids, nice home, both employed. Everything seems normal. Wife and two kids go missing. Turns into a whodunit. And, yeah, a couple of really good holy shit moments in that one. Highly recommend that one.
I wonder if they ever say that in the police department, like in the actual, like, detectives. Like, we got a real whodunit. I'm like, whoa, chief, this is a triple homicide. Real head scratcher, guys.
But yeah, so you know, we didn't it wasn't necessarily 15 minutes of gold,
yeah,
per se.
But it was our classic rapport.
Yeah.
It was our witty banter. It was all the bullshit we do before we get into the topic that we talk about for 12 minutes.
Yeah.
I made chili last night. We want to talk about for a while about that. Don't get sad with me, but instant pot. No. Just used the first recipe for some veggie chili. But it was real basic, but I was it turned out okay, even though I wasn't sure that I set the instant pot correctly. I forgot to press one of the, like the pressure buttons down. I almost like Boston Marathon the whole kitchen, but unfortunately we. Well, we were grown at that joke. I already talked about the kid fucking cannibals. The kid fucking cannibals was my favorite 80s band. That song drives me crazy. Remember that band came out and everybody's like, why does he sing like that? And everybody's like, I don't really care. It's a fun song.
Yeah. Yeah, I did like that song. Hitting those high notes.
Yeah, he just had a real wild voice. I liked them. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, it was just like lentils and beans and a bunch of vegetables, like a bunch of, you know, onions, bell peppers, poblano peppers, can of beer.
Okay. Okay.
Some cumin, did you chili powder.
Did you roast those veggies first or just throw them in raw?
I put them, the Instant Pot has a saute setting, which doesn't make sense because there was a lot of vegetable in there that I just put in with. I screw up cooking because, like, one tablespoon of oil.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like 5 cups of vegetables when I was done. One big onion diced, 2 bell mm-hmm. peppers diced, and 3 poblano. Poblano peppers are mm-hmm. like elf shoes. They're big.
Yeah. Yeah. They're big, big, goofy ones.
Yeah.
I love
three
them,
of those. And so that was a big, so with one tablespoon, I'm like, all right. You know, Rachel was right. She's like, don't hot rod it yet. Just make it by the book so you know what you're doing. And then you can tweak it on the next time around.
Okay.
So I did that. Just put it in there. It took 40 minutes. And she made some cornbread. It's real good. It's rainy up here now, Dave. It's rainy and cold.
Dude.
We got old Helen to sleep in the garage finally.
How's she doing?
Oh, fucking dirt nap. She got a new name. I'm calling her Nell.
Nell.
It's like Rachel's point out, she forgot how to meow because she wasn't around people.
Aw.
And so she's just meowing around us, and it sounds like someone trying to communicate, but it's like this raspy, it sounds like a rusty gate.
Aw.
So I was like, it sounds like she was raised by other animals, which she was, because she's a cat. But it's fun. But we got her in the garage out of the rain, yeah.
Any more raccoon visitors?
Nah, once we can just can't leave the food outside. So,
mm-hmm.
as much as I'd like to court them and become their friend and leader, it's my allegiance is with old Dirt Nap right now. So,
yeah,
if Dirt Nap's got a problem with them, they gotta go.
Yeah, yeah, you gotta have her back. You take care of that cat.
Yeah, she's a good one. Yeah, cats, it's been so that's the news over here. And the chili was good. I did a little breakfast chili, but. Put a piece of cornbread in a bowl, chili over it, 2 fried eggs on top of that. Come on.
There you go. Ooh, I like that. Layers.
Fried eggs on chili, man.
Oh, love it.
Breakfast chili is a real thing. We talked about that early on.
Mm-hmm.
But about putting like breakfast sausages and stuff in there.
Yeah. Yeah, that could work. I love a good chili omelet. I always take my leftover chili the next day, make an omelet, and pour that shit all over it. Oh, boy. Good times. Speaking of food, dude, I got a sandwich for you. This is something that you may have had, you may not have had, but regardless, I want you to eat more of these. Being the vegetarian that you are, or I guess
I've never had an assignment from you before.
Yeah, I got an assignment for you. Technically, I guess you're a pescatarian, so you got no problem with the seafood, correct?
No. I don't eat the octopuses because they're smart.
Okay. Yeah, no. I feel you on that one. One of the most underrated sandwiches in the world.
Oh, all right.
Fried oyster po' boy. Oh, boy. They should call it the fried oyster oh, boy.
I saw you winding up for that one. I saw you getting loose on the mound for that one.
Dude, there's a place 2 blocks from my house called the Crab Shack, and... dude, they have a fried oyster po' boy, and I felt like I was in New Orleans. Like, fried oysters to begin with.
19-year-old throw up on your shoes.
One of the greatest pieces of seafood ever is a good fried oyster, and you throw that sucker on a nice French roll with some mayo and some lettuce, tomato, maybe a little onion and pickle. Oh, dude. Like...
I've never had a fried oyster.
Oh my god, dude! Do you like raw oysters? You down with that?
I gotta be in the mood.
Mm-hmm.
It's like butt stuff. I gotta, you know, everything's gotta line up. Everything's gotta line up, and then all of a sudden, it's the evening. You're like, you know what I feel like tonight? And it's like, oh, some oysters. Let's go get oysters.
Well, okay. Well, even more so now. If you've never had one, dude, and I don't know
stuff. There he goes.
I don't know enough about oysters as far as where they come from, like what parts of the ocean, Atlantic, Pacific, whatever. But surely up there, you're not far from the ocean there in Portland or Beaverton, dude. You need to seek out a fried oyster po' boy, and then you can thank me later. I mean, It's magical, dude.
There's a food cart thing right over here, and I went there the other day to get some stuff, and I already ordered my food, but then realized that they had a little gumbo shack in the food cart area, and they had po'boys. They had like shrimp po'boys and everything. I was like, oh, damn, I would have gotten this had I not already ordered. I'll be back there soon enough. I'm going to do this, Dave, as an assignment, since you've assigned this sandwich to me.
Mm-hmm.
Since I got homework over the weekend, which is eat the sandwich.
It's incredible.
And also, there is a way to tell where oysters came from. My cousin, Steven, who's a total maniac. Right before we left L.A., we were down having a good social distance skateboard and roller skate party on the strand over in Santa Monica. And he pointed out the spot where he snapped his neck surfing and almost never walked again. Yeah, he's a gnarly dude. I think he just clicked over 52 or 53. The guy's still just doing power slides and a longboard on the boardwalk in Santa Monica. But he was telling me, sorry, rambling story.
That's all right.
Follow him, the Maresca Way on Instagram. He's a personal trainer, and he has these insanely positive training videos. It's good pick-me-up and when everything else is shit. He was saying you could tell by looking at the shell, the way it's shaped, whether it's Atlantic or Pacific.
Ah, okay.
And he's one of those guys that he may have just been lying to my face for no reason about it. But I believe him because he says it with such confidence.
Yeah.
Such swagger. And I was like, I could tell. But you should go to Connie and Ted's if you make it back up to Los Angeles. That's one of my favorite restaurants in Los Angeles. Connie and Ted's in West Hollywood. Anybody for once?
Oh, we
Kyle's
went there.
You took me there.
Yeah.
We had a work meeting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's one of my favorites.
That place
especially
is great.
As a seafood guy now.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, man, just so underrated, the fried oyster. It's everything that people love about raw oysters. They're salty and briny and chewy and gooey, but then you add that good fried breading, little Cajun seasoning in that breading, sometimes little cornmeal in there. Oh, dude, it's crunchy, it's salty, it's chewy. Oh, it's a delight, dude. It is an absolute delight. And I've loved fried oysters forever, but it's just been so long since I've had a po' boy. That place I always rave about, the breakfast place in Nashville, Big Bad Breakfast, they have a fried oyster scramble. Oh, little tomato gravy on top. Dude, get out of town.
Oysters and eggs. Ugh. Got me a little. I will try it. I'm sure it'll be good. But that, like, fried oysters, it always seemed like you ever get, like, fried mushrooms. And then you get them, and like the idea, it's like, oh, I love mushrooms and a fried mushroom, but then like the breading, it just falls off like a scab at the pool, you know? It just just like, ugh, it's all just slimy and everything else. Like it never turns out the way you want it to.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that's probably just poor execution. But dude, you get somebody who knows how to do some fried oysters. Oh, I'm getting all horned up here for oysters, man. Sorry.
Oh, horny for oysters. That's what they do. Actually, they do that after you eat them.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
I think, what do you think the reasoning behind that is, that, like, oysters are an aphrodisiac? I think it was just like, well, I already put something weird in my mouth. May as well throw down on a little oral after this. You know? I think that's what it is. You're like, I've already got something weird going on here. Let's mess
similar
around.
Similar texture.
Know? Yeah. I think that's what it is. The sense of adventures, goes along with it.
But yeah, please find you a good oyster po' boy and report back. I think you're going to be satisfied, Boo.
I will. I will do that. I will accept this assignment.
Mm. Good Lord.
Well, that's good. You making anything fun? Or you got for the end of the episode? You got recipe stuff.
I made steak tacos last night.
Carne asada or just like a?
No, just I do a real gringo version. I cook a nice ribeye the way I normally do in the cast iron skillet, and then I slice it real thin. Let it rest. Then slice it real thin, and I make a nice poblano crema. I take a couple of roasted poblano or a couple poblano peppers, some garlic, some onions. I roast them in the oven for about an hour at 400, let them cool. Then I puree those bastards, mix it with a little Mexican crema, and put that on top of the steak taco, a little little cilantro, a little chopped raw white onion. Oh, boy. Good times. So, yeah, did that last night.
Let's just open a food truck.
Charlie. Shut up, Charlie.
Charles. Sorry. Young Charles.
Young Charles. He's just, he's really acting up lately. He's excited about Halloween.
Yeah.
He's, Katie got him a, he's gonna be a pumpkin. She got him a little puppy pumpkin costume. So we're going to break that out.
How does that work?
I don't know. I don't know if he's going to stay on, but we'll see. He's very excited.
What's right. Yeah, what's the he's plan for Halloween? You going to do trick-or-treat candy?
I think no one's trick-or-treating this year. Is that correct? Is that a state thing, city thing, national thing? Well, what's going
up
on?
Up here they're saying they're probably going to be trick-or-treaters.
Oh, so really? Must be a L.A. thing, because it's been on the local news, I think, that there's no trick-or-treating. So we have broke out the decorations, though. We got this big front window that Katie started to decorate with some lights and a little signage. And, yeah, having fun, man. The neighbors, the neighbor little kids decorated our door. So, dude, we're leaning into it, man. Yeah, put little paper bats all over the front door. And
let the neighbor kids trick or treat. If nobody else, let them trick or treat, but just get them like full size everything.
Yeah, I'm just gonna make people. I'm gonna make hamburgers and hot dogs. Hand those out.
Yeah, just a full wrap. Just fully wrapped. Eat it now. Go on, eat it now. It's not gonna be good when it's cold.
Oh, that would be a good idea. Wrap it in foil. Little double cheeseburger. Here you go, buddy. One for you.
Trick or treat. Guy gave me a fried oyster sandwich.
I'm not giving those out. Those are for me. Oh, man. Good times, buddy. Anything else going on? You getting all settled in up there? How's the remodeling or whatever going?
Well, I mean, as we discussed off air, you know, some real X factors when it comes to dealing with contractors and construction types.
Oh, Palmer's yeah?
I've been here three times. So last week put the sinks in the wrong bathroom. Then one of the sinks started falling off the wall, so I had to come back and do that. We got up at 7:30 a.m. Saturday to move all the furniture because the guys was going to come to do the baseboards. I didn't even know baseboards would be the fucking Sisyphean, you know what I'm saying? The hill that's
yeah, I
hard
gotcha.
To climb.
Mm-hmm.
These fucking baseboards, man, I tell you.
What's wrong with the baseboards?
Then we're putting new baseboards in. You got to get baseboards, but you got to paint the baseboards. And they got to put them in, and then you got to move all the furniture. So we put all the furniture in the middle of all the bedrooms, hung over at 7:30, waiting for this guy to get here at 8 o'clock. He no-shows. Mm. Now the contractor's like, hey, he's showing up today. I'm like, how about asking if we got time today?
Yeah.
But anyway, it's a little two steps forward, one step back kind of progress. But Rachel's holding strong. She's the boss of the operations here. I'm just manual labor when it comes down to it. So she's got more resolve and more patience with this than I do. I'd be like, I fire that's these fuck. I'm like, I'm all hot tempered. She's like, well, that's why you're not in charge of it. I'm like, well, good call.
Yeah. Unfortunately, you run into that sometimes in the construction world. A lot of those guys are self-employed. You know, running their own crew, running their own little operation there. And that's fun. And that can be rewarding. The problem you run into is some of them just they don't really have any consideration for other people's schedule. When I was landscaping, I got so many customers just because they were like, yeah, the last guy just stopped showing up. No call, no show, no nothing. And I'm just thinking, if you're trying to run a business, like at the very least, you can communicate with your customers. Like, you know, whether or not you're worth a shit at your trade is a whole nother can of worms. Yeah. But at the very least, you can communicate and show up when you say you're going to show up. I mean, seriously, I had dozens and dozens of new customers who are like, yeah, last guy just stopped showing up. I'm like, what, you don't want money? You don't want those gigs anymore? I never understood that. But I think you run into a lot of that with construction people, people being their own boss and stuff, and just, meh, I'll just show up when I want to.
Yeah, I think it's also, you know, that there's no real hurdles to entering the field, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, I mean, I did grunt work for a dude that I went to high school with. He's like, yeah, I do heating and air conditioning. I'm like, oh, I had no idea. I just, he would come into the gas station I worked at. He's like, you want to make some money this weekend? I'm like, all right. And I just went and was just, you know, dragging scrap metal out. But I was just an idiot. Even that, not like it's a skilled job, but it's like dragging stuff upstairs and bumping it against the wall. Like, you can still not have common consideration with, you know, the entry level stuff. And like, yeah, stick around and maybe you'll learn some things. But the entry level stuff, it's a shit deal. Mm-hmm. It's hard work. It's not, you know, maybe cash under the table is the bonus of it, but you got to stick around and want to learn the different skills involved, whether it be drywalling or painting or all that kind of stuff. So, yeah. Anyway, I don't know. This guy's going to be here and put in these baseboards, really put the finishing touches on the spot. I got my little spot set up. I'm playing video games. I'm playing guitar. I'm getting my rainy day hobbies back in action up here.
Good for you, man. You got that backyard rocking. I'm seeing some videos of that.
Oh, it's just all wet. We're trying. The big thing is Helen. We got to take care of this. Really trying to force some domestication on this stray cat. It's like oh, here's a little lean-to, a little warm piece of carpet in it, and your food's over here, and it just sits in the rain. It's got to be a real martyr. Just sits in the rain. Like, this is how I live. Like, all right, well, that's your choice. You want to be a goddamn hero out there? Go for it. I don't give a shit.
Oh, Helen. Yeah. Ain't got sense enough to get out of the rain.
Nope. Dumber than we thought she was.
Y'all getting her any cat toys, any scratch pads or anything?
She doesn't give a shit. She got nature. She got tree stumps and fence posts.
You get her some cats.
She's out there fighting animals.
Yeah. Those damn raccoons.
That's like just showing a World War II vet a Nintendo Switch. They don't give a shit. They've been around the sun a few times. They don't need toys.
You should at least get her some catnip, though, man. That drives them nuts. They love that shit. I don't know what's in it.
We gave her a little bit of that, and she was getting a little wild. She gets her own night crazy. She gets, the sun goes down, she gets a little wild. Which, coincidentally.
Mm-hmm. Look at that. Look at that segue.
Is a bit of what we might be discussing.
Yeah, man.
Hey, everybody, faithful podcast listeners. My name is Kyle. I'm the host of Never Seen It. It is a podcast where I have comedians rewrite famous movies and TV shows they've never seen, and then we read those scripts in studio. So maybe someone's never seen Game of Thrones, or someone's never seen Shawshank Redemption. They write a script of what they think that movie or TV show is, and we read it in studio. And then we play some fun games. My dad gets involved. It's a really good time. I think if you love movies, if you love TV shows, but maybe you're not caught up on everything that's ever been made in the entire history of the world, this podcast is for you. It's called Never Seen It. I think you're going to love it. You can find it on iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher, wherever you listen to podcasts. Check it out.
Let's go ahead and get into it. This is a topic that seemed pretty obvious for the Boogie Monster, but in 4 years, we've never really covered it. And I thought, you know, October, Halloween's a couple weeks away. Let's get into some real classic Halloween stuff. I thought today we'd talk about some werewolves. I know a fan.
Love a werewolf.
Every time I start reading or thinking about werewolves, I always think about your bit on that first album about waking up naked every once a month or so doesn't mean I was a werewolf the night before.
I feel like that. Like, everybody's got their good, like, their first bits are like the I got drunk and did this.
Nah, that's
you
a
know,
good one,
like
though,
when
man.
You start comedy, everybody's got the I got drunk bits.
Of course. But yeah, man, werewolves, we talked about, and we may revisit the Dog Man. I always, like, I divide it up. Werewolves, I think, more mythology and folklore. And then Dogmen, I think, of actual cryptozoology. I think, you know, I think those might be real. Maybe we'll talk about that next week. But today, just a little refresher course on werewolves. It's unclear exactly when or where the werewolf legend originated. Some scholars believe that werewolf made its debut in the Epic of Gilgamesh, the oldest known Western prose. You ever read that? The Epic of Gilgamesh?
Gilgamesh.
The oldest known Western prose. I don't have a date on that, but I'm curious to see how old it is. Anyway, in that story, Gilgamesh jilted a potential lover because she had turned her previous mate into a wolf. So that's the first time it ever appeared in literature. In Greek mythology, werewolves made an early appearance in the legend of, I always mispronounce this, Lycaon. The legend of Lycaon, according to the legend of Lycaon, the son of Pelasgus, angered the god of Zeus when he served him a meal made from the remains of a sacrificed boy. There you go. That's relevant to what we're talking about earlier. As punishment, Zeus turned Lycaon and his sons into wolves. So it shows up in Greek mythology. Also, so many different cultures have werewolf lore. In Nordic folklore, werewolves also emerged in Nordic folklore. The saga of Volsungs tells the story of a father and son who discovered wolf pelts that had the power to turn people into wolves for 10 days. I don't know why exactly 10 days, but the father-son duo donned the pelts, they transformed into wolves, and they went on a killing rampage in the forest. Their rampage ended when father attacked his son, causing a lethal wound. The son only survived because a kind raven gave the father a leaf with healing powers. So they show up in Nordic folklore.
Sound like we're really making it up at the end there.
Here's a real weird one. Okay, this is the weirdest one that I've found. Yeah, in Scottish and Irish folklore, they talk about Selkies. I don't know if I'm pronouncing that right. S-E-L-K-I-E-S, Selkies. Creatures who spend their lives in the cold ocean as seals, but can change into human form by shedding their pelts. If they do so, they must hide their pelts, for if they are found, they can't change back into seals and must live on land with a fisherman who possess their skin. So that's pretty creepy.
Ocean werewolves.
Seals are kind of... I've always kind of been afraid of seals. I know that they kind of look cute, but just seals and dolphins... Adorable. Well, just that rubbery skin has always kind of creeped me out. Like,
it's
they
fur.
Just seem too... No, but they just seem rubbery. They just seem unnatural. I don't know. Seals have always kind of creeped me out. But imagine...
This is what... not even walruses.
Yeah.
Seals, the little ones. Fun ones.
The little ones. Yeah, they're up to something, man. I don't trust them.
The ones that look like puppies. All right.
Yeah,
I'm not here to mock your fears. That's kind of like a mermaid thing.
Mm-hmm.
But mermen, it's mermen. They're dudes. Oh, mm-hmm. we tried to watch a mermaid movie the other night. It was a Polish movie called Lure. And it was just too weird and too artsy and too much European... nudity of a questionable age. I'll say.
Oh, really?
Ugh. I was like,
yeah.
I don't know what's going on with this. It was like a musical about cannibal, murderous mermaids. So by description, I was like, all right, this sounds weird. But we started watching, like, this is pretty dumb. But
called Lure, L-U-R-E, Lure.
Lure, yeah. I think we saw that.
Okay.
One. I don't know where it was, but I'm more fascinated by the idea of ocean werewolves.
Yeah. That's creepy as hell.
Wear seals.
Mm-hmm.
Which is actually, you shouldn't wear seals. That's people got mad about that.
Let's see. As far as appearance, werewolves were said in European folklore to bear telltale physical traits, even in their human form. These include the meeting of both eyebrows at the bridge of the nose, curved fingernails. Ugh, curved fingernails creep me out too. People who let them grow too long, they start to curve. Ugh. Low set ears and a swinging stride. The appearance of a werewolf in its animal form varies from culture to culture, though it's most commonly portrayed as being indistinguishable from ordinary wolves, except for the fact that it has no tail, and it's often larger, and it retains human eyes and voice. Ooh. Werewolf voice. Imagine hearing a werewolf speak to you. Some sort of weird voice. Just like those... Well, we talked about this kind of straying, but one of the most fascinating topics that we have ever done here, in my opinion, was the Sierra sounds and hearing those audio recordings of supposed Bigfoot voices. Man. I wonder if this is anything like that.
Do you think it's like... What if it's got its regular old, like, human pecker?
Yeah. Yeah, I think that's been brought up on the Q&A. Does it have, like, a dog dick or a human dog? I know that
question exists online. Well, I'm watching the transformation scene in American Werewolf in London, which is horrifying.
Yeah, yeah.
But, yeah, the nails growing out and everything.
Or in Teen Wolf when he transforms there in the bathroom and the nails. Yeah, that they should have had a shot of a big old dog dong bursting through his jeans.
Ugh. I mean, I'm sure that's. I give some credit to pornography for the imagination they employ with some of these. Like, yeah, I'll be a werewolf, but it'll still have like a dude dick, and you know. It's like Cinderella also, too. It's full moon. It's after midnight. I don't know where I'm going with it. But I don't know. I feel like the werewolf's a pretty good explanation of some crazy person out at night attacking folks. Mm-hmm. As far as, like, what's the... That old American Werewolf in London. Sorry to keep going back to that as a reference.
No, no.
But you've seen it, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I like that one.
Just when they're like, stay off the moors. That, to this day... I don't even know what moors are. I just assume they're like fields next to the roads. Mm-hmm. But I was in England and we were in the Midlands in England. And the guy driving us around was a buddy of mine. And then we saw like moors. And I'm like, you got to pull over. Also, somebody give us a joint. We're like, we got to go smoke a joint in the moors. And sat there like with waist high fog. When fog is just low.
Yeah.
It's like being in the ocean at night, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I can't, I love, like, at night when it's foggy, and if I think about that movie, it's one of the movies that stays with me and still creeps me out to this day.
Mm. That's good, man. That's good that as an adult, you still can find movies and stories stuff that creep you out.
Yeah, have a good old fun creep out. You betcha.
Mm-hmm. Let's talk about some infamous werewolves throughout history. Let's see here. I've got some notes this dude. London. Yeah. In 1521, Frenchman Pierre Bergot and Michel Verdun allegedly swore allegiance to the devil and claimed to have had an ointment that turned themselves into wolves. After confessing to brutally murdering several children, they were both burned to death at the stake. So, yeah, those crazy bastards. Got this guy named Gilles Garnier. He's known as the Werewolf of Dole. He was another 16th century Frenchman whose claim to fame was also an ointment with wolf morphing abilities. According to the legend, as a wolf, he viciously killed children and ate them. That seems to be a reoccurring theme. He too was burned to death at the stake. Let's see, Bergot and Verdun and Garnier, they were all apparently mentally ill. Some people think they may have been acting under the influence of a hallucinogenic substance where simply cold-blooded killers. Whether or not they were cold-blooded killers were up for debate. Some people think they were under the influence of something, mushrooms or peyote or something.
medieval bath salts or something. Mm-hmm. What about the Little Red Riding Hood thing, like when that entered the lexicon, of, you know?
Yeah.
Like,
oh, the
creepy clowns, and then that everybody's claiming they saw a creepy clown. Like, oh, the werewolf that... Obviously, you know, Little Red Riding Hood. But if that's what, like, crazy people start incorporating into their stories, you know?
I wonder when that story first surfaced, the Little Red Riding Hood.
We've got the machines to find out. I'll look.
That was, well, I guess, I mean, it's common that fairy tales in general, but like that was one of the first stories or pieces of literature that I actually remember being, that scared the shit out of me. I don't know if I read that on my own or at school or something, but like just the concept of a werewolf dressing up in a little red getup or whatever. Like Hansel and Gretel scared the shit out of me too. The thought of that lady putting those kids in the oven.
Oh yeah. First off, the Little Red Riding Hood is like the opposite of a werewolf. The werewolf is a guy that changes into a wolf, and this is a wolf dressing up like a lady.
Yeah, that's not very scary, I guess, if you think about it.
Which, what a roundabout way to eat a kid. All you got to do is, just join Hollywood, and then they'll let you do it. It's a European fairy tale that traced back to the 10th century. So,
Jesus.
So from several European including one from Italy called The False Grandmother. what an official title for a that's like, sounds like a Werner Herzog titling fairy tales.
Oh man.
The three the three swine that construct homes. So it's been around for a while, and I wonder if these kind of tales, floated into the common language and common storytelling of the time, especially when it's back. They're like, oh, how do we explain mental illness? You know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, that's an interesting concept. The thinking about mental illness back then. I mean, just like the Salem witch trials and stuff, like anybody that had anything outside the ordinary in terms of behavior, they must be a witch, they must be a werewolf, they must be a demon. It's like, no, something.
Yeah, when
just
you
have
had no
issues.
Science and only religion to direct your judgment of the world, it's like, well, you're possessed. Mm-hmm. You know? Well, what did the Bible say? No medical books. What did the Bible say? Well, he's got the demons. We got the demons, and we got to dunk them in the river till the demons are gone.
Now, this is the part of werewolves lore that really gets me, the shape-shifting. Some legends maintain...
skinwalker stuff.
Yeah. Some legends say that werewolves shape-shift at will due to a curse. Other opinions state they transform with the help of some sort of enchanted sash or cloak made of wolf pelts. Still others claim people become wolves after being scratched or bit by a werewolf. So, yeah, what's the basic rules? Sometimes I get vampire rules and werewolf rules confused. So if you get with vampires and werewolves, if you get bit by one, you turn into one. Get bit by a werewolf, you turn into a werewolf. Same with a vampire.
To the best of my knowledge, yeah, that's like. Mm-hmm. And a werewolf, well, according to American Werewolf in London, you have to, the whole thing is the guy telling him, like, all right, well, now that you are going to be a werewolf, you got to kill yourself. You got to end the bloodline. But yeah, that's like you get scratched. It's like real. Just infection-based kind of supernatural possession.
Mm.
So, I don't know how bad, if you're a werewolf, it seems like a livable condition, like a survivable condition. Like, oh, you know when the full moon's showing up. We have lunar calendars.
Uh-huh.
And you just got to be like, all right, put me in the cage for tonight. On to this.
Who's that?
I don't know.
Put him on.
Might be my doc. I went to the doctor today. It was pretty. I hate writing down comedian for occupation because the guy, as soon as he walks in, he's got a bit.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, hey, I saw it's this girl on the street, and I told her, I want you to be my son. And at first, I'm like, oh, what do you mean? Like, your kid? Like, I want you to be the son to me. And by I mean stay 22.8 million miles away. Something. It was a social distancing joke. And I was like, well, here we go. And I was reading his description and like a little bio. And it's like, no, he got his degree from the University of the Cayman Islands or something. I'm like, oh, God, I got a regular Dr. Nick from The Simpsons on my hands here. And then he's going, and I'm not even, I've already done my bits about doctors, but like I filled out like, oh, what drugs do you? I'm like, oh, I wrote psilocybin. So I'm like, I'm not going to write shrooms. And the guy's like, what is it? What is that? Is that shrooms? I'm like, yeah, it's shrooms. Like, I did that a couple times. I didn't like it. I'm like, you're a bad doctor. But now he was all right. But anyway, it was just weird. Like, I got jokes. Like, oh my God.
Come on, yeah, man. I hate that so much. Yeah, I'm off the clock. Yeah. No jokes today. Yeah. Let's go back to that full moon thing. That's always a big component to werewolf lore. According to a study conducted by Australia's Calvary Mater Newcastle Hospital, a full moon brings out the beast in many humans. The study found that of the 91 violent acute behavior incidents at the hospital between 2008 and 2009, 23% happened during a full moon. So almost a quarter of those happened during a full moon. Patients attacked staff, displayed wolf-like behaviors such as biting, spitting, and scratching. Although many were under the influence of drugs or alcohol at the time, it's unclear why they become intensely violent when the moon was full. Now, I can tell you this. Some people think that that's bullshit, that the full moon doesn't have effect on human behavior. I'll tell you this. When I was a cop, man, we all knew when the full moon was coming because, seriously, like most full moon nights, we were just bumping, just busy, just people going nuts. And whether that's a coincidence or whatever, but seriously, you ask a cop, most full moon shifts are going to be crazy.
I thought they just sorted that out because more people see stuff with a full moon out.
I mean, that might be it too. You know, it's easier to navigate it at nighttime, but for whatever reason, and I, you know, I don't know enough about astrology and how the stars and the moon affect human behavior, but I do know that we had some rough nights on full moons.
Well, that was, I told you, I talked myself into that astrology shit through writing a joke about how I thought astrology's dumb, but then it's like, well, if we're 70% water,
yeah,
and the moon affects the tides, and we're water, what if there is something there? You get a whole city worth of people who are all 70% water. And then you get some, you know, something moving you. Like that was the only way I could somehow put science towards astrology. Which is just weird that I came to it from writing a joke. It's like, oh, fuck, all right.
That seems like a lot, 70% water. Do you mean, like, they mean by volume? Like, if you hollowed out a human body and filled it up with water, like, it would go 70%, more than halfway? Just be water?
I think if they wring you out.
Huh. Interesting.
Well, all your... I mean...
It was like a lot of water.
Well, I think if you dried
sloshing
out
a bit. Sloshing and jiggling. Yeah.
Think about how... Well, have you ever made beef jerky?
No.
I would love to know what the difference is between like the piece of meat, the cut of meat you have originally, and then when it's jerkified.
Well, I finally figured out. I used to complain. I think I had a bit about this, but it was a legit real life complaint about how expensive beef jerky is. And like a pound of Jack Link's is like $20. And I used to say, well, you get a pound. That's the same price as filet mignon, $20 a pound. But it takes a lot more meat to get that 1 pound of jerky. So I don't know what the ratio is, but
that's
like,
what I want to translate. Yeah. That would answer your question about human being 70%. Is that if you were to jerkify a human being, theoretically you'd only get 30% of the individual.
jerkified.
What's the verb? You know, what's the verb for?
That's a good one. That's it.
Dehydrating. Jerkified. Essentially dehydrating.
Yeah.
But if you dehydrate, I mean, look at what happens like a slice of fruit or something when you dehydrate it. And that's just removing all the water. So that makes sense that way.
Okay. Yeah.
It'd be bones and skin. All your organs would just be shriveled little bits.
Mm-hmm. Hmm. Let me tell you about Peter the Wild Boy. There's this dude. Back in 1725, there was this dude named Peter the Wild Boy. He was found wandering naked on all fours through a German forest. Many thought he was a werewolf or at least raised by wolves. Peter ate with his hands. He couldn't speak. He was eventually adopted by the courts of King George I and King George II. He lived out his days as their pet. Research has shown Peter likely had this thing called Pitt-Hopkins syndrome, a condition discovered in 1978 that causes a lack of speech, seizures, distinct facial features, difficulty breathing, and intellectual challenges. So that sounds a lot like Rene Rondelier, that when we're talking about Haunted big, Savannah.
Yeah. The big creep.
7'4". And he had, what do they call that? Hypertrichosis, a rare genetic disorder causing excessive hair growth. So, this Peter the Wild Boy. I mean, could he just be just a forest boy who never learned how to talk?
Like we were talking on the other episode, though, like the inbred families or something just deep in the woods. And it's just here's somebody had put up the link to that thing. The documentary I was referencing. But you look at those people and they're just they're.
Yeah.
Inbred like a bunch of pugs. Like they got eyes doing the same thing, looking all over the place. And
Yeah, that's
you're living in the woods near you're getting closer to being an animal than you are getting to be a person at that point.
Mm-hmm.
And you watch like the one guy, like I was saying, all he did was he was barking to communicate because that's what he saw animals do.
Yeah. Yeah, I think I saw that when you were talking about. I think that's a series called Soft Underbelly or something like that. Soft White Underbelly.
Where they go around somebody put it in the Reddit. I don't know, but yeah, I'm putting that as to a lot of claims are just weird woods people.
Yeah, it could be that. There's a bunch of medical explanations that that could be responsible for some of this behavior, not necessarily werewolfism. One thing is called, I'm sure I'm mispronouncing this, lycanthropy. A rare psychological condition that causes people to believe that they're changing into a wolf or another animal. Food poisoning. They think some of this behavior could be a result of food poisoning. Like I said before, the hypertrichosis is why some of these people had hair everywhere. That could be the reason for that. Hallucinations.
What
rabies.
Food did you eat that gave you that?
Yeah.
Another human being? Is that what you got food poisoning from? Is another human? Because I've had food poisoning. Never thought I was becoming a werewolf. I was fucking blowing water out my ass like a jet ski. Maybe that was the closest thing I was turning into.
Oh, man.
Well.
This is exciting. I like werewolves.
I like, as a pure... in my opinion, fictional creature, though. Werewolves, they always creep me out.
Well, maybe next week, like I said, we'll get into back into the dogmen. And, dude, there's a lot of eyewitnesses who have seen a 7-foot wolf-like creature walking around on 2 feet.
Where?
All over the place. Dude, yeah, I'll have some good examples for you next week. Seriously.
No, you won't.
Yes, I will. Dude, there's a lot. I'm not saying it's real, but just like Bigfoot, there's a lot of stories out there of seemingly credible like people Bigfoot. Who are like, holy shit.
There's seriously, a bunch of hillbillies with a big old string of bullshit to dangle in front of you.
Oh, man. This is one that I really, really hope is true, though. Like, I mean, I do think that there might be some sort of hybrid canine out there that can that's learned to walk on two legs. But that's one thing. But like the concept of a shapeshifter turning into a wolf, dude. Oh, I hope this is real.
Well, I think, I mean, they, well, ligers are still pretty similar.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, do you think there's just some weird hidden horniness in the animal kingdom that's led to the self-styling Dr. Moreau creations?
I mean, it could be. Like, who's to, I mean, there's no telling what type of crossbreeding has gone on in the animal world that we're not even aware of.
Yeah, we always want to sit here and be like, oh, human beings are the most advanced of all the animals, but you still got a few people every year that get caught like fucking horses.
Ugh. Yeah. That's something I'll never understand.
That's good. You should. There's nothing to understand there. It's a,
what is wrong?
Someone is
what
ill.
Is going on in your brain where you're like, let's give that a shot. Be still.
I just ooh. Danger. Just how dangerous yeah. it is. You're not even supposed to just stand behind a horse, let alone do something like that.
Mm.
Tempt it like that. So I don't know what kind of horniness is going on in the animal kingdom to create these creatures. There's plenty of pictures of just cats figuring out how to stand on hind legs.
Yeah.
Follow these Instagrams of animals, but then they'd be like, oh, look at this disabled dog with no front arms, and it learned how to walk around on its hind legs. I was like, gross. I don't know. I don't want to see that. Like, I guess
yeah,
the dog, but I'm like, nah. But they learned like... how. What if it's just a, what if it's a deformed wolf that just learned how to adapt?
Mm-hmm. I don't like those videos of those dog tricks because I feel like most of those are the product of abuse. Like,
yeah,
you know, it's just like training circus animals. They just mistreat them and beat the hell out of them until they do what they want them to do.
Yeah, or what if it's some kind of animal that got like it's got its front paws like in a bear trap,
mm-hmm.
and that was its way of adapting, is kind of like figuring out how to be on its hind legs.
Oh, okay. Hmm.
You know. I'm coming up with the. I'm trying to come up with the logical explanations for the illogical. That's what I'm.
Mm-hmm. Doing. Yeah.
I don't know.
But yeah, this has always been a fascinating bit of folklore, especially around this time of year. I gotta really bone up on my werewolf movies. I gotta watch that one again. Werewolf in London. What's some other? There's that original. What is it called? The Wolfman? Like back in the 30s or 40s?
Yeah, there's the Wolfman. There's the one with Jack Nicholson, which I did not see.
Oh, yeah. What's that just called? The Wolf or Wolf or something like that?
Yeah. I think I need to revisit Monster Squad. I wonder if that holds up.
Yeah, I haven't seen that one in years.
It's where we will learn that Wolfman does, in fact, have nards.
Hmm.
Remember that part?
I'm still, I'm sure this is a... premise that's been done by some comic, but just the fact that they were able to sell Teen Wolf as just a family friendly romp and like the universe that they exist in that movie, it's just like no one's really that like they're shocked at first when he transforms in the middle of the basketball game, but then like the next day they're selling merch and the whole town's behind him. That is such a bizarre movie.
But, well, you got, I mean, that's the star power of Michael J. Fox in the 80s. I wonder if Eric Stoltz also started filming Teen Wolf when they fired him.
Yeah, he was what, originally Back to the Future?
They started shooting Back to the Future with him.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there's
what was the story there? Like, why did they switch?
I think they just liked Michael J. Fox better.
Mm.
Poor Eric Stoltz. Doesn't have Parkinson's, though. He can always say that about himself. Might not have that Back to the Future money.
I always got all those ginger actors from the 80s confused. Like Eric Stoltz, I would get confused with like David Carradine. And then there's another one.
David Carradine.
Is that who I'm thinking
he wasn't
of?
Red-haired.
No, that's no. God damn it. Yeah, there's two or three of these gingers from the '80s that I just never could. Yeah, there's a Carradine, not the old Carradine who died recently, autoerotic asphyxiating himself. Who's the redheaded guy? He's in Seinfeld. He was the ice cream guy. I mean, I know he's had a lot of bigger roles than that. Anyway, Eric Stoltz. I get him, and I got to do my research on these '80s gingers. Anyway, so yeah, man, werewolves. I'm on board. I say thumbs up. I think they're real.
I think they're cool. I'll say that. Mm-hmm. I'll give a confirmation that they're one of the cooler monsters out there of your classic monsters. But I think I will throw down on a Monster Squad. See how bad that one is.
Who was in that? Anybody I know? Was that Fred Savage?
No, it was a Goonies type of vibe with all the creatures come back. I'm trying to look here. I'm seeing no memorable names in this.
Okay.
In this film. But Fright, you know what? I got watch Fright Night maybe. Fright Night was a good one. You ever watch Trick or Treat? You ever see the one? Not there's two Trick or Treats, but the one where it was like Ozzy Osbourne comes back as a demon. There's a Skippy.
Oh no,
Skippy from Family Ties.
Oh no, worships. I watched the more recent one the other night. That one's great. I think from 2015. I don't know about this one.
Trick or Treat.
Yeah.
Is that the one I just said? Yeah.
Yeah, the new one's good. I don't know about that one.
No, it's got heavy metal. It's got demons. It's got Ozzy Osbourne and Gene Simmons. I'll read you. A bullied teenage boy is devastated after the death of his heavy metal idol, Sammy Kerr. But as Halloween night approaches, he discovers that he may be the only one who could stop Sammy from making a satanic comeback from beyond the grave. Hell yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's good stuff, man. I heard tell you I actually got in an argument with Skippy from Family Ties.
No, you didn't tell me that. What happened?
Oh, man.
Because at a stand-up show, he does stand-up, or he did.
This was like, I still was like working a day job, and remember like the early aughts when everybody was like, just have a website. And they were throwing all this money at comedy. It was like Super Deluxe. There was all these kind of just websites making content. That was the big thing. And he had one of my clips on there, but like, he never asked me about it or anything. And so I was like, hey man, you never asked. So I'd like you to take this clip. I think I emailed the website knowing somehow that it was him involved with it. I was like, yeah, maybe take this down because you didn't ask my permission. And like, I'd like some credit or pay me money. You know, it was the classic. I'm on my lunch break. I get a phone call and it's Mark Price. It's Skippy from Family Ties. And he was a putz.
Really?
He was just like, well, all right, man. Like, I mean, if you don't want just like thousands of people to view it, then that's fine. You don't have to have thousands of viewers, but you're going to get that. Like doing the exposure is good for you, so let me use it for free type thing. I'm like, hey man, you never asked, and you're not asking now. You're just being a jerk. And I still had to go back into him. I'm like, oh man, I just wasted my lunch break arguing with Skippy from Family Ties. And it was one of the more odd happenings.
That's how he's still billed. I've seen his poster at comedy clubs, and it's quote, Skippy from Family Ties. You know, the sitcom from 40 years ago?
I wonder if he's...
All right, I figured out my ginger dilemma here. David Caruso is who I'm thinking of. David Caruso, James Spader, and Eric Stoltz. I get all three of those guys confused all the time.
David Caruso, CSI Miami.
David Caruso. Yeah, And James Spader's the guy I was thinking of, who I get most confused with Eric Stoltz. Yeah.
Look at James Spader right now and tell me it's not John Lithgow.
Oh, really?
They look like the same guy. They look like the exact same guy.
Oh, wow.
Well, should we get down on some more haunted movies for next week? I got to go get a spooky fried oyster sandwich.
Yeah, man.
Did we miss that
Please
part?
Please do.
Did we have to revisit that part?
Oh, did we talk
did
about that?
Did that get deleted or no?
Oh, that may have gotten deleted. I don't know. There's no way to know.
Shit.
I'll repeat it just in case.
What a mess this episode is.
Fried oyster po' boy. That's in case I didn't talk about that on this second recording. Most underrated sandwich on the planet and pescatarian friendly. Please go get one. You're going to love it. We've got Crab Shack is three blocks away and they deliver. So it's a good thing I got this treadmill because I got a real, real battle going on here between my po' boy sandwiches and my general health.
How's the treadmill going?
Crushing it, dude. I think today, I don't know why I keep track of days, but today is literally day 21 and I've missed one day. I've been on this thing 20 out of the last 21 days. And I most days I do an hour. I'll do 30 minutes in the morning, 30 minutes at night. The other day I did an hour straight. And I'm not jogging, by the way. I can't jog on this thing because it's like an earthquake. I'm too big to jog right now. Brisk walk, high incline.
You're just walking on the thing?
Hey, yeah, like start, fast.
You're doing a thing.
Fast walk with a steep incline. That's
I'll get you.
Yeah, dude, I'm burning calories, man. It's fantastic. I'm loving it. I'm a nervous wreck today, by the way. Braves start the playoffs or the NLCS with the Mighty Dodgers today. So that comes up in a couple hours. So I've just been a nervous wreck all day. I'm worried about that, but go Braves. I believe in you. Time to punch the bully in the mouth, Kyle.
Go
Dodgers,
Braves.
The big bullies. Yeah.
Is it? Oh, so you got there's no conflict of interest here.
Not for me. I've been out here 8 years. I've yet to embrace any of the LA teams. Although congrats Lakers, they won last night. Yeah, I just don't give a shit about the LA teams. I'm keeping it real. I'm from Georgia. I'm an Atlanta Braves fan. So Braves Dodgers kicks off tonight. Best of seven. Right. First team to win four games moves on to the World Series. So very excited. Real quick, a shout out, Boogie Monster listener Shane Lance wanted to give a shout out to his friend Britt Miller. Britt recently came out as a trans woman. Shane wanted to let Britt know that her friends and family are proud of her for finally becoming who she's always wanted to be. So congrats, Britt. I know that's a big step. I don't know. I can assume that that's a big step. And best of luck moving forward to Britt Miller.
Oh, yeah.
So there you go. A little shout out there. Anything to plug?
Yeah.
What do you got going on?
Good on the journey, Britt.
Yeah. Good luck.
I'm not plugging shit, man. I don't know. I'm gonna start coming up with something to do here. Mm-hmm. Maybe I'll be a Twitch streamer.
Yeah.
If people want to watch me fail at games.
Can you Twitch? Can people watch you Twitch anything other than video games? Can people watch me on the treadmill? Can I get a live stream going
man.
On that? Or is it just video games?
No, that's what I'm trying to figure out is how all these YouTubers are just 17 years old making seven figures.
Jesus.
Yeah, I think there's this. You got to be willing to just Truman Show your whole life, and I don't have that. I don't. People have some comics have it, and I don't have it. I don't have it, man.
Yeah, I feel you. I don't either. I don't understand it, but maybe I'll start an OnlyFans account where it's just me shirtless cooking chili.
I mean, dude, it'll be. It will be a fetish for somebody. Everything's a fetish for somebody. Everything's a fetish. It'll be for you're gonna get appreciation that you didn't want.
Mm.
I'll say that. You're going to get somebody like, yeah, keep it coming, throwing money at you. There you go. Well, what do you say, man?
I don't know.
He doesn't even know.
I do have Halloween fever.
You got it.
I am excited about Halloween this year. I don't know why. I mean, I always like it, but something about this year, I think because we got nothing else going on, and it's just like, yeah, let's lean into Halloween and watch as many movies as we can.
Yeah, you have an excuse to stay home and watch scary stuff. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I'm going to lean into it.
It's good for you.
Yeah.
I'm doing it. I got to wait till Rachel goes to sleep because she doesn't watch scary movies. But
she doesn't like scary movies?
Yeah. So I got to watch them by myself. But I'm just smoking weed and getting freaked out. I didn't sleep at all last night because I did that same thing. I got high, scary movie. And then I knew the garage door was open to let the cat in. I kept hearing sounds. I'm like, oh, God, there's raccoons in the walls. Like I was like, stayed up all night hearing every little sound I couldn't do. I was like, all right, maybe we got to readjust how we're going to do this.
Well, dude, your recent purchase, your recent acquisition should set your mind at ease for all those spooky sounds.
No, man, I don't know what I'm doing with that, with the gun. I'm not going to just go swinging that around, shooting at sounds in the night.
Well, I'm not saying shoot at it, but, you know, you're prepared for anything that might arise.
Well, it's locked up. It's the full Jim Jeffries bit. It's locked up on a shelf. There's no bullets. I haven't even shot it yet. I haven't had an opportunity to go shoot it yet. I'm still weird. You know what's weird? It's how you can go, like, there's, like, to go to BLM land, not Black Lives Matter land, but Bureau of Land Management land.
Mm-hmm.
And it's okay to shoot out there. And having not grown up with that kind of aspect, I'm like, yep, just drive to the woods and shoot at the dirt. Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. I really feel like I'm going to get arrested if I don't go to the right play. How do I know? But then you know, because you, like, if you drive out by Palm Springs and take a wrong turn, you just see a bunch of people shooting at a TV off the side of the road.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, I guess it's okay. Everybody's just dragging their trash out here and blowing it away with shotguns. So we'll talk more about that when I finally get to shoot a little bit.
Cool. All right, buddy. Good catching up. Watch out for werewolves.
Always watch out for werewolves. I have a legit fear.
Yeah.
Yeah, Doc.
I understand. All right, buddy. Happy Halloween. We'll talk to you next week.
Happy Halloween.
The Boogie Monster.
Network.